Some federal independent MPs have joined the Greens in calling on the government to immediately ban Australia's live export trade to Indonesia. They're responding to the shocking evidence of animal cruelty in some Indonesian abattoirs that was aired on the ABC's Four Corners program last night. The Agriculture Minister, Joe Ludwig, has already ordered a review of the footage, and he now says that he will ban Australian exports to the abattoirs named in last night's program. But animal rights activists say that's not enough. Cattle industry representatives say, though, that while they were horrified by the footage shown last night, a total ban on exports would send some Australian cattle producers out of business. In Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
Reaction to last night's footage on the ABC's Four Corners showing cattle being beaten and maimed has been unanimous.
I was appalled. Very disturbing images that we saw on television last night.
I think Australians are horrified by the pictures that they saw on Four Corners last night.
Everyone who saw last night's film footage would be shocked and dismayed, especially Australian farmers.
But there's not been consensus on how to respond. The Agriculture Minister, Joe Ludwig, has ordered an urgent review into the footage and placed a moratorium on the installation of new Mark 1 boxes designed to restrain cattle before they're killed. He says industry has been asked for ways to improve the treatment of exported animals, but it's clear not enough has been done.
What I've been asking industry to do is, when I first took over the portfolio, in terms of animal welfare outcomes, I've asked them to move further and faster than they have been doing to date. But it's the first time for this footage that I saw for the first time last night. And, of course, it was provided to me in addition to that footage by the animal rights groups yesterday. It's the first time I've seen footage that really deeply shocking of that nature.
But it's not the first time concerns about Indonesian abattoirs have been raised with the government. Questions about conditions there were asked in Senate estimates hearings as recently as last week. Lynn White from Animals Australia says the government hasn't done enough.
Last night Australians heard that one particular Australian cattle was tortured over a 25-minute period after its leg was broken. It was eye gouged consistently. It was kicked in the head, it had its tail broken, it even had water hosed up its nose in a facility that only a month earlier had been visited by Meat and Livestock Australia representatives and deemed acceptable for Australian cattle to be processed through.
The Executive Director of the Cattle Council, David Innell, says they'll accept the moratorium on the restraint boxes and welcome the investigation, but he cautions that the scenes depicted last night are not typical for Indonesian abattoirs.
There has been Australian industry involvement in those abattoirs. We've been in the market now providing infrastructure, providing training for 10 years. It's a very large job, as many would appreciate in a country like Indonesia. Unfortunately, what we saw last night is very disturbing.
He says the industry accepts more needs to be done, but it will lobby against a complete ban on live exports.
If those cattle could not go live to Indonesia, we would see those cattle coming back onto the Australian market, travelling long distances, large freight costs, and serious negative downside impact to those cattle producers.
But that's precisely what the Greens and the Independents Nick Xenophon and Andrew Wilkie are calling for. They'll introduce two bills to Parliament to phase out Australia's live export trade. But they say an immediate ban should be placed on exports to Indonesia. The Greens spokeswoman, Senator Rachel Seward, says the government's response to the Four Corners program has not been enough.
You don't keep exporting while you're investigating. You stop that export and then carry out the investigation so animals are not continued to be subject to that sort of treatment. Secondly, the restraint boxes, there's 109 Mark 1 restraint boxes, which is the ones we're talking about, in Indonesia at the moment. So all they're doing is saying, well, we're not going to give them any more.
The Independent MP, Andrew Wilkie, says there are systemic problems with Australia's live exports trade.
Australia's live animal export system is broken. It's been shown now in a number of countries over a number of years that we are exporting livestock, sheep and cattle, to countries where those animals are being abused, seriously abused.
Andrew Wilkie says he thinks there is a possibility that either bill could be passed, but the Nationals leader Warren Truss says a complete ban wouldn't work.
That would not only hurt the Australian cattle industry, it would not only hurt those people who want to implement better quality animal welfare standards in countries like Indonesia, but because our only influence to do better in Indonesia and to lift the standards is to be there and to be a part of the trade.
He says the measures announced by the Agriculture Minister have been appropriate, and Joe Ludwig has now also announced that exports will be banned to the abattoirs featured in the Four Corners program, and he reserves the right to add more facilities to the banned list.
Naomi Woodley in Canberra.